In the last few days, we've seen some moves in the Best Actor race, which is far from settled. There are still some open questions with regard to the nominees. Where Best Actor and Best Supporting are concerned, they usually come from a film that was nominated for Best Picture. As always, in terms of Oscar history, we have to look at nominations when there were just five Best Picture nominees, 1944 to 2009, and when there has been an expanded slate, 2009 present. The way it seemed to work was that in the era of five Best Picture contenders, sweeps were much more likely. It was far more common for the Best Actor or the Supporting Actor winner, or both, to match Best Picture. Now, in the current era of the expanded ballot, it is rarer that both Best Actor or Best Supporting goes with Best Picture. So far, we've had Best Actor match with Best Picture twice now and Best Supporting Actor match with Best Picture three times, and two of those times it was the same actor, Mahershala Ali. In the decades prior, however, it was quite common for Best Actor and Supporting to get swept up in the Best Picture win, Best Actor especially. With the expanded ballot, voters like to split up the biggest prizes among the most popular films, which makes sweeps very unlikely now. That's why you see Best Picture winners with such a low amount of Oscars. You can't see any movie win like 9 or 10 Oscars anymore, not with the expanded ballot. Both Best Actor and Best Actress tend to be standalone wins for a film that people liked, just not enough to award it Best Picture. But it still does help to be nominated for Best Picture, and that's especially true with Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor. So first, let's head over to Eric Anderson at Awards Watch for his Best Actor predictions. 1. Brendan Fraser, The Whale, A24. 2. Austin Butler, Elvis, Warner Brothers. 3. Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin, Searchlight Pictures. 4. Hugh Jackman, The Son, Sony Pictures Classics. 5. Diego Calva, Babylon, Paramount Pictures. And then he has 6. Will Smith, Emancipation, Apple Original Films, Up Pointing Arrow. 7. Bill Nye, Living, Sony Pictures Classics. 8. Daniel Jimenez-Cacho, Bardo, or False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths, Netflix, Down Pointing Arrow. 9. Paul Mescal, Aftersun, A24, Up Pointing Arrow. 10. Tom Hanks, A Man Called Otto, Sony Pictures, Up Pointing Arrow. 11. Park Hae-il, Decision to Leave Movie, Down Pointing Arrow. 12. Daniel Craig, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, Netflix, Down Pointing Arrow. 13. Jeremy Pope, The Inspection, A24. 14. Adam Sandler, Hustle, Netflix, Diamond Suit. 15. Song Kang-ho, Broker, Neon, Down Pointing Arrow. 16. Adam Driver, White Noise, Netflix. 17. Christian Bale, The Pale Blue Eye, Netflix, Up Pointing Arrow. 18. Gabriel LaBelle, The Fabelmans, Universal Studios, Down Pointing Arrow. 19. Tom Cruise, Top Gun, Maverick, Paramount Pictures, Up Pointing Arrow. 20. Jim Parsons, Spoiler Alert, Focus Features. Eric has both his Best Actor and his Best Supporting Actor winners in potential Best Picture contenders. Going back to 2009, the only winner in either category that wasn't in a Best Picture nominee was, of course, Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart. So that definitely fits. He also has his Best Picture winner different from either of those two wins. He has The Fabelmans as the favorite to win Best Picture. That also matches what we have in our charts from 2009 onward. In general, what drives a Best Actor win is often the actor himself. It can be a celebration of his greatness overall, like, say, Daniel Day-Lewis, or it can be a win for a bravura performance crowning a diverse career in acting, Gary Oldman, for instance. Often, a Best Actor contender will be an actor who transforms himself completely. The level of difficulty, more so than the likability, often drives the win. For Best Actress that flips, likability often trumps level of difficulty. It is what it is. Of the three frontrunners, Brendan Fraser, The Whale, transforms into a 600-pound man. Austin Butler, Elvis, transforms into the icon Elvis Presley. Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin, transforms into a dull but sweet island dweller. Of the three, Banshees has the strongest Best Picture heat at the moment and will likely hit all of the major categories. That could give Farrell a leg up unless Banshees of Inisherin becomes a Best Picture frontrunner. In that case, Farrell is less likely to win the top prize. The Whale is getting mixed reviews. But Fraser is not. He seems to be receiving one standing ovation after another, being brought to tears every time, and is enjoying a career comeback. This is often the kind of story Oscar voters can't resist. There is nothing like the feeling of having done a good deed with your vote. If you are standing up and he is tearing up, well, that will go a long way towards driving this win. For Jeff Bridges in 2009, he really did work the circuit like no other. That win was not driven by his performance as Bad Blake. It was driven by his performance in The Big Lebowski more than anything, because there is no separating the actor from that one role. He is so beloved, however, that every time he showed up at an event it was a good time. People loved seeing him around. They weren't thinking about his performance when they checked the box. They were thinking about him. And so it might go with Brendan Fraser, even if the movie doesn't become a favorite among voters. Austin Butler would not have an Oscar story to go on. He would have to win purely on his performance, and perhaps love for Elvis Presley. If Elvis, say, makes it into the musical comedy category at the Globes, it won't get in with drama probably, then that helps build momentum. Still, if Fraser is the emotional winner, then it might be slightly harder to make the case for Butler. Farrell, of course, has a more than decent chance because of just how likable he is and how likable his character is. Overall goodwill could drive a win. The cast in Banshees is so good all around it might even win the SAG Ensemble Award, as Three Billboards did. Martin McDonagh has the 1-2 punch of great writing and working with actors really, really well. Beyond those three, what are some other actors in the mix potentially? Bill Nye, Living Will Smith, Emancipation Diego Calva, Babylon Christian Bale, The Pale Blue Eye. Those are the strongest to my mind right now. That might change, obviously. Meanwhile, the supporting win isn't necessarily driven by the strength of the actor's personal story, though sometimes it is. George Clooney in Syriana. Sometimes best actor and supporting actor can come from the same movie, like Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto in Dallas Buyers Club, which was also nominated for Best Picture. Much of the time, the supporting actor starts winning and doesn't stop. It does go with the Best Picture slightly more than Best Actor. But it's very unlikely all three will win. Here are Eric's supporting actor predictions. 1. K. Hoi Kwan, Everything Everywhere All at Once, A24 2. Ben Whishaw, Women Talking, MGM, UAR 3. Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin, Searchlight Pictures 4. Paul Dano, The Fabelmans, Universal Pictures, Up-Pointing Arrow 5. Barry Cogan, The Banshees of Inisherin, Searchlight Pictures, Up-Pointing Arrow. And then, 6. Judd Hirsch, The Fabelmans, Universal Pictures, Down-Pointing Arrow 7. Woody Harrelson, Triangle of Sadness, Neon, Up-Pointing Arrow 8. Eddie Redmayne, The Good Nurse, Netflix, Down-Pointing Arrow 9. Brad Pitt, Babylon, Paramount Pictures, Down-Pointing Arrow 10. Anthony Hopkins, Armageddon Time, Focus Features, 11. Brian Tyree Henry, Causeway, Apple Original Films, Up-Pointing Arrow 12. Tom Hanks, Elvis, Warner Brothers, 13. Mark Rylance, Bones and All, MGM, UAR, Up-Pointing Arrow 14. John Boyega, The Woman King, Columbia, Down-Pointing Arrow 15. Don Cheadle, White Noise, Netflix, Up-Pointing Arrow 16. Jeremy Strong, Armageddon Time, Focus Features, Up-Pointing Arrow 17. Raul Castillo, The Inspection, A24, Diamond Suit 18. Stanley Tucci, I Wanna Dance with Somebody, Columbia Pictures, Up-Pointing Arrow 19. Ashton Sanders, I Wanna Dance with Somebody, Columbia Pictures, 20. Daniel Brühl, All Quiet on the Western Front, Netflix. So here are his 10 Best Picture contenders from September. 1. The Fabelmans, Universal Pictures. 2. Women Talking, UAR, Orion. 3. Everything Everywhere All at Once, A24. 4. Babylon, Paramount Pictures. 5. The Banshees of Inisherin, Searchlight Pictures. 6. Bardo, False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths, Netflix. 7. Tar, Focus Features. 8. Triangle of Sadness, Neon. 9. The Whale, A24. 10. Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, Netflix. I like all of Eric's picks except Ben Whishaw for Women Talking. I suppose it's possible, but I don't think he will bump Judd Hirsch for The Fabelmans, even though that is almost a cameo. It's still a great performance and more likable, star and role. Just Once in the Era of the Preferential Ballot has the Best Actress winner matched with Best Supporting Actor, Three Billboards. It looks like Eric has both Michelle Yeoh and K. Hoi Kwan winning for Everything, Everywhere All at Once. I suppose that could happen if both of the supporting actors from Banshees cancel each other out. Otherwise, they're likely to win, either Brendan Gleeson or Barry Cogan. I also like Paul Dano for this win. It's an understated work by him, but it is probably my favorite performance of his to date. With all of that said, here are my current predictions. Best Picture. The Fabelmans, The Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Babylon, Tar, Women Talking, Avatar, The Way of Water, She Said, Top Gun, Maverick, Glass Onion. Alt, Elvis, The Sun, The Whale, Emancipation, Empire of Light, The Woman King. Best Director. Steven Spielberg, The Fabelmans, Sarah Polley, Women Talking, Martin McDonagh, The Banshees of Inisherin, Damien Chazelle, Babylon, The Daniels, Everything Everywhere Alt, Jim Cameron, Avatar, The Way of Water. Best Actor. Brendan Fraser, The Whale, Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin, Austin Butler, Elvis, Will Smith, Emancipation, Bill Nye, Living Alt, Adam Driver, White Noise. Best Actress. Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Kate Blanchett, Tar, Danielle Deadwyler, Till, Michelle Williams, The Fabelmans, Margot Robbie, Babylon Alt, Olivia Colman, Empire of Light, Viola Davis, The Woman King, Zoe Kazan, She Said. Supporting Actress. Jessie Buckley, Women Talking, Carrie Condon, The Banshees of Inisherin, Claire Foy, Women Talking, Hong Chau, The Whale, Carrie Mulligan, She Said Alt, Janelle Monáe, Glass Onion, Stephanie Hsu, Everything Everywhere, Laura Dern, The Sun. Supporting Actor. Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin, Barry Keoghan, The Banshees of Inisherin, Paul Dano, The Fabelmans, Brad Pitt, Babylon, Judd Hirsch, The Fabelmans Alt, Michael Ward, Empire of Light, Anthony Hopkins, Armageddon Time, K. Hoi Kwan, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Original Screenplay. The Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fabelmans, Tar, Babylon Alt, Empire of Light, Elvis. Adapted Screenplay. Women Talking, She Said, Glass Onion, The Whale, The Sun. Editing. Top Gun, Maverick, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Banshees of Inisherin, The Fabelmans, Babylon Alt, Avatar, The Way of Water. Cinematography. Everything Everywhere All at Once, Babylon, Bardo, Avatar, The Way of Water, The Banshees of Inisherin Alt, The Fabelmans, All Quiet on the Western Front, Empire of Light. Sound. Top Gun, Maverick, Elvis, Babylon, Wakanda Forever, Avatar, The Way of Water Alt, All Quiet on the Western Front. Production Design. Everything Everywhere All at Once, Elvis, The Fabelmans, Babylon, Bardo Alt, Avatar, The Way of Water. Costumes. Everything Everywhere All at Once, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, The Fabelmans, Babylon. Documentary Feature. In Her Hands, Good Night, Oppie, Sydney, Fire of Love, A Jazzman's Blues Alt, Riotsville, USA, Senior. Icarus, The Aftermath. That's it for now. All to be taken with a grain of salt. And now, the charts, thanks to Marshall for helping me with them. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.